prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. Their table, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Middays on The Score.
Well, that was awkward. Let's talk a little basketball now with Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Ryan joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What's going on, Ryan? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So it appears from the preponderance of reporting that the Bulls are in the market for, at the very least, another set of eyes and ears to join their management team. Are you a candidate, and or would you want to be?
Well, I'm probably not a candidate, and I'd never, you know, have interest in a job that's currently filled. I have a good relationship with Gar Foreman and John Paxson. So, you know, it's generally speaking, guys, I guess I'm a little bit sensitive on this subject as someone who was on the hot seat and then got let go by the Suns about a year and a half ago now. I feel like, you know, the human element is sometimes lost in all of this, where if the Bulls ownership, led by Jerry Reinsdorf, does want to make a change, then I think they should make it quickly and swiftly and not let Gar Foreman and potentially John Paxson twist in the wind. So, I'd never comment on a job that's open, but, I hate to see, for anybody, a head coach or GM or a player, I hate to see their name out there and hate to see something like this dragged out.
What are the couple of things that you'd like to, I don't know, implement, I guess, if you're in your next stop in the NBA doing what you did with the Suns? I wonder how your perspective perhaps has changed over the last year and a half, as you mentioned.
Yeah, good question. It certainly has changed. I think with the Bulls situation in particular, guys, as I look at the roster, I like the young talent on the roster, especially in the front court. I think the Bulls' biggest issue as a team is they are a little bit deficient, in my opinion, at the point guard position. Chris Dunn's a good defensive player. Their defensive numbers are good when Chris Dunn plays and, you know, is on the floor. He gets a lot of deflections and steals. But offensively, in today's NBA, you need a primary playmaker to get the ball to your best players in spots to be effective, especially if the guys you're trying to develop, like Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr., are front court players. So I think that's the fix for the Bulls, the immediate fix, or maybe not immediately, but over the course of the next year or so, try to find a lead playmaker who can get Lauri and Wendell the ball in spots. And I think, guys, when you do that, it doesn't necessarily have to be a point guard. Ideally, it would be, but it could be a wing or somebody to make those guys look better. So I think that's the main takeaway for me, guys. I look up and down the league and look at all 30 teams and look at, most importantly, the teams that are in the playoffs versus the teams that are not currently in the playoff mix. The teams that are in the playoffs, generally speaking, have a lead playmaker who makes the other guys on the roster a lot better, and I think the Bulls are a little bit lacking in that area right now.
Wasn't that idea behind Tomas Satoransky, obviously, to be sort of that veteran guy for a team that was ready to have that presence? Why do you think that hasn't quite been what they thought it could be?
Yeah, I think he's a solid player. I think Satoransky is a solid rotational player. on a good team, ideally on a playoff team, he'd come off the bench and kind of blend into the mix and not be starting every night and playing close to 30 minutes a game. I think he's a little bit limited in certain areas. I describe Thomas as solid. He's a solid all-around player with good size at the guard spot, but he's not what the other teams have. I mean, if you look at up and down the Eastern Conference, the other teams lead playmakers, guys like Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, Kyle Lowry, you put them, I think, a couple tiers ahead of Satoransky. So, I think that's the next step for the Bulls. And then one of the challenges of this industry, as you guys know, or pro sports in general, are there are some injuries and things like that as an executive you can't control. And I think that's really hurt the Bulls this year, looking at games played when guys like Otto Porter have only played nine of the Bulls' 55 games. Markkanen and Wendell Carter missed time lately. So it's been a disappointing year in Chicago. I think some of that has to do with the roster, especially the lack of a playmaker, and some of that is also injury related as well.
The injuries are definitely an issue here. John Paxson talked a lot about how they've affected the season, fair or unfair, really. He expects that the next 27 games, the last 27 games, are enough time to, A, get guys healthy, and B, figure out if they work together. Are 27 games enough to figure out if a healthy Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine work together the way everybody hopes they do?
Well, I think it's still going to be a challenge. I mean, the Bulls have one of the more difficult schedules remaining, especially in the Eastern Conference. As I mentioned, they lack a lead playmaker, and now with the news coming out recently that Chris Dunn is going to be out 4 to 6 more weeks. As you guys know, he's been out since late January. That makes him light at the point guard position, and Satoransky will have to do a lot. One of the interesting things as the year goes on, and if the Bulls stay out of playoff position, as you guys know, it's going to be tough for them to creep back into the mix the way they've been playing. They're currently 5 games back and over Orlando, and they've lost 6 in a row. So I think at some point organizationally, it's rough, it's painful. I've been in that position, but you may need to go to Jim Boylan, the head coach, and say, look, we know what Satoransky and Thaddeus Young can do, but we may need to make some decisions on what you just mentioned, on Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine and the fit, or on Kobe White. Is he a traditional point guard? Can we put the ball in his hands next year, and can he be our starting point guard, or is he a guy that we view as more of a scorer, combo guard off the bench? And those are some difficult conversations and difficult decisions, but I think the Bulls front office will want to see that. And guys, the biggest challenge for me when you're rebuilding, and the Bulls have gone through a full-blown rebuild, is sometimes it's very hard and it's emotional to move on from your own players, especially the young players. But if you look around the league and look at the teams that have done it well and the teams that haven't done it as well, I think the teams that pick and choose the best guys and move on from the rest, so to speak, and get more veteran players in quickly, I think they generally do better. Look at Philadelphia with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. They had a lot of young players, and they decided to build around those two. And it's as painful as it is, I think that'll be the next step for the Bulls, because you look around the league and you look at the history of it, not all the young players are going to make it, and the Bulls are currently playing a lot of guys in their 8 or 9 man rotation.
We're talking with Ryan McDonough, the Radio.com Sports NBA insider, here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score. Ownership matters in the NBA, and sometimes it's hard to tell exactly how ownership matters, whether it matters for the better or for the worse. I know that when you worked in Phoenix, you're the owner there, Robert Sarver, could be, well, frankly, kind of a pain in the ass because of how involved he could be in things. If you had your ideal owner for whom to work, what would the relationship be? What would the roles and responsibilities be?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked me that question. The Reinsdorf family has a very good reputation around the league as far as empowering folks and letting them do their job. You guys know the history better than I do, but they've been very loyal to John Paxson in particular, and then I believe Kenny Williams on the baseball side as well with the White Sox. So they're viewed as one of the more desirable organizations to work for, given that loyalty and stability. And guys, I think it's really simple. I mean, it's easy for me to say. I was in NBA front offices for 15 plus years, but I think from any ownership group, what you want is the ability to do your job over a period of time with minimal to ideally no interference, and then be judged on the result. And I think where a lot of ownership groups get sidetracked is when they're very involved in the basketball decision-making, whether that comes to player selection via the draft, free agency, or trade, or head coaching hiring, or interacting with the players in ways that, you know, they probably shouldn't. I think sometimes when guys do that, then the results are predictably poor, and then, you know, there's a pattern of blaming coaches and executives for that. Now this is not speaking specifically about the Reinsdorf family. Like I said, their reputation is good, and it's a desirable place to work, but I don't understand why that's so hard, why you can't say, look, you have X number of years. We're going to judge you based on that. Here are your resources. Here's the budget. Here's what you're able to do. Here's our expectations from you, and then judge somebody on the results. It seems pretty simple, guys, but honestly, not many owners in the NBA have figured that out or are willing to give their executives that kind of leeway and flexibility to do their jobs.
How much does image play into it, Ryan? Because there's one thing to say, okay, we have this philosophy. Here's how we want to build this team, and here's what we want to be on the court. But the NBA has an image to it, whether it's putting out their product or being proactive in a lot of different social spaces, or whether it's just a coolness that exists in the league. I wonder if you've had stories or owners that have even told you, now we got to look like this, and maybe you've disagreed with them.
Yeah, I think it does, you know, come into play as far as talking about style of play and being a destination franchise. And look, let's be honest. You know, obviously that starts with winning and success. I don't think anybody would currently describe the Cleveland Cavaliers as a destination franchise, but when LeBron James was there and they were winning, they were at some level because guys wanted to play with LeBron and they wanted to have a chance to compete for a championship. So my point is that changes. It starts with winning, but there are also other factors. Style of play does come into it, organizational stability. And guys, I think the other important factor there is beyond the players is the agents know, especially the bigger agents who have a lot of clients. They know which organizations do a better job of developing players. They know which organizations have more stability, starting, you know, from ownership down to the front office and the coaching staff. And as you can imagine, if you're an agent or if you guys were sending your son to play for an NBA team, you would want one that was more stable and the guys had a better chance to develop. So I think that all factors into it. As I've mentioned when I've been on, you know, your station before, I think the Bulls in the past have been a free agent destination when Pau Gasol and others signed there in the last decade or so. I think they can be again, but that comes with winning, and it also comes with creating a style of play that's exciting and creating a culture where veteran free agents want to go play.
Who's the best NBA head coach out there who's not currently an NBA head coach?
Are you talking about somebody with NBA experience?
I'm talking about the guy you want running your team for whatever reasons you want him or her running your team.
Yeah, good question. I'll answer that question a couple different ways. If I were having a head coaching search process right now in the NBA and I were looking at somebody who's never done the job, I'd look at Darvin Ham of the Milwaukee Bucks. If you look at the success that Mike Budenholzer's staff has had and the guys who have come off of Mike Budenholzer's staff, especially in Atlanta, Quinn Snyder, Kenny Atkinson, and now Taylor Jenkins in Memphis, who are all doing terrific jobs. They were coaches with Budenholzer on his staff in Atlanta, and Darvin Ham's been with them the whole time. So that would be my first interview for an assistant who I think is ready to get a head coaching job but hasn't had the opportunity yet. And then there are former NBA head coaches who have been successful. One name you guys know very well in Chicago, Tom Thibodeau, Jeff Van Gundy, guys like that who have done the job and had a lot of success. So it really depends on what you want organizationally. Again, for me as a former executive, that comes down to the ownership timeline and how patient or impatient ownership decides to be. So those are a couple different buckets, guys. Then I'll leave you with one more name who's a complete stud, whose name's been in the media lately, and that's Jay Wright from Villanova. There's rumors that the Bulls have interest. I think any team, excuse me, there's rumors the Knicks have interest. I think any team with a head coaching opening, should at least call Jay Wright and see what he has to say and see if he'd be interested, because I think, you know, a lot's been made of the difficulty transitioning from college to the NBA, especially with John Beilein's situation. I don't have a lot of concerns about Jay Wright in that area. I think he'd do great in any kind of role, and he'd be one of the guys on my short list if I were running a coaching search today.
So if you were running that search and sat down with a, like you mentioned, Darvin Ham, a guy who hasn't coached, been a head coach in the NBA before, but has been in the league, I guess Jay Wright to a lesser extent, but let's deal with the NBA assistants who would be moving up a seat. What are the first couple questions you ask about that lack of experience? What would you want to know, and how would you ask those guys how they'd handle the next seat up?
Yeah, good question. I think the assumption, guys, is when you've been around somebody for a long time as an assistant, like Darvin Ham has been with Mike Budenholzer, what would you do similarly to what Bud does, which has obviously, you know, gone very well. It's gone great in Milwaukee. And also, what would you do differently? Because you can't try to completely copy or replicate somebody's system or what they do, or especially what their personality is. You can bring elements to it, but yeah, I think at the end of the day, you have to be genuine. You have to be your own guy. So that's the first question. And then the second question would really get into how are you still going to be effective and efficient as a coach, and also deal with all the other elements that come with being a head coach, especially for somebody who's never done the job. And for your listeners who don't know, it's you know, a lot beyond what you see on the court. It's interaction with ownership, with the business side, community events, public events, media, you know, the whole nine. I mean, it's really an all-encompassing thing in today's NBA with a lot more people involved and a big staff to manage. So that's the biggest change and the biggest shift for people going, you know, from an assistant role to a head coach role or to a GM role. And a lot comes with that. And you have to make sure that not only does the guy want that, but you have to make sure that he has a clear vision for how he's going to do those things, because it's one of those things that you can't really try to figure out on the job. The guys who usually do well, especially initially, come in with a plan for how they're going to handle all those different areas.
Ryan, last thing I have for you. I get frustrated sometimes watching Zach LaVine play. We heard from Zach LaVine coming out, what was going on First Take, when he was sort of caught in the crossfire there, because sometimes if I squint just right, I see the traits of a star. And then when I watch in the big picture, and I've watched a lot of Zach LaVine, and it's clear what he can do. It's clear what he has that others don't. But sometimes I'm not sure about the instincts. I'm not sure about the ceiling. I'm not sure in year six whether it's all quite there, or whether I should expect it to be. What do you think really now, after all this time in the NBA, as young as he is, as raw as he may still be, what is the ceiling? Is he a star? Could he be a star? Or is this just what he is?
I think Zach LaVine's a really good player. He was obviously a borderline all-star this year for the Bulls. I think the next step for Zach, guys, and they'll be interested to see if he can get there, or if he does when he gets there, is trusting his teammates under pressure. Because when I watch the Bulls, there are a lot of times in late game situations where I feel like he's going to shoot the shot no matter what. And that's pretty common for young players. You mentioned that he is in year six. But for, you know, younger players to want to be a hero and want to take the last shot, they've seen Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and others do it their whole lives, and they want to do that. However, I think there is a decision-making process that has to happen as far as what's a good shot and what's not. Are you getting doubled? Are your teammates open? All that. I remember a game earlier this year where Daniel Gafford looked open under the basket. Yeah. Zach LaVine kind of looked him off and took a shot, you know, when he was heavily guarded. So I think that's the next step for Zach. He seems like an intelligent guy. He has the ability to create a shot at any time, which is really unique, and he's become more efficient with that. So I wouldn't give up on Zach LaVine. He's one of the guys that I would try to build around if I were the Bulls. But I think, you know, from Jim Boylan in the front office, trying to get Zach to trust his teammates and just make the right play. Don't try to be a hero late in games. I think sometimes that's the difference between winning and losing in the NBA. And as you guys know, the Bulls have lost a lot of close games. They've blown a lot of fourth quarter leads. And, you know, if they just win a few of those, I think we're talking about them potentially sneaking to the playoffs now, instead of talking about the offseason and what roster moves they're going to make this summer.
Ryan, great stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. You can also hear Ryan on Scal and Pals. That's available on Radio.com, wherever you find your podcasts. Great basketball talk, everything you need to hear from Ryan, Brian Scalabrine, Kendrick Perkins, and more. Just search Scal wherever you find your podcasts. And the top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Does your youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program, presented by Kia. Visit chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more.
So there we were about 2 hours ago, starting the show and about to talk about how Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball, and the Players Union are all working against each other to make sure that this sign-stealing scandal becomes one of the biggest issues in the sport. Then we had the breaking news that Bruce Levine called in with and said that Chris Bryant is absolutely open to being the leadoff man for the Chicago Cubs, and it's something that he and David Ross, his new manager, have talked about. So that kind of filled up the first hour. I'd like to get back to just exactly how the Players Union has accepted and talked about the cheating scandal and the Astros and the upcoming punishment of the Red Sox. And I want to talk about the press conference that Rob Manfred had yesterday, where he almost started to move in the right direction on this thing until the very last, and then put it right back through the hole in the ground.
We also have some giveaways, a pair of sweet tickets to see Monster Jam Triple Threat 3 at Allstate Arena. We've got another entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship. It's coming up a week from tomorrow, and a pair of tickets to see The Masked Singer live at Rosemont Theater on June 5th. All that in the next 40 minutes. We are going to be giving those away, so don't go anywhere. You have The Score.
Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford C. Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just, to this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet, because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And, you know, and in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean to you? For a lot of White Sox fans, you are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them, and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a Radio.com sports station.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, what was the first thing that made you fall in love with Chicagoans?
The fact that I didn't have a preconceived notion about Chicago, being that I'm from Virginia, I went to school in Oregon. I never spent a lot of time in the Midwest. The extent of my knowledge of the Midwest was Charlie Weiss's office in 2008 at Notre Dame, 2007. When I got picked by the Bears, I knew right away when my brother and my dad both looked at me with a look of jealousy and disgust. You get to go play in Chicago. How lucky are you? And from the day that I got to O'Hare and from the first officer I shook hands with when I stepped off the plane, it's been a family affair. It's been something that has had ups and downs, but the loyalty's been there since day one.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Give me a number.
Let me get the number 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Caller 8 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a pair of suite tickets to see Monster Jam Triple Threat 3 at Allstate Arena on February 29th at 7 p.m. Food and beverages are included. We will do more giveaways in just a bit. We've got that poker entry, and we have the Masked Singer tickets. If you're listening, you could win. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and Northwestern Football return to Wrigley Field on November 7th as they host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with a purchase of season tickets. Buy now at NUSports.com.
So you were beginning a conversation at the top of the show about how you thought the players' union itself, and maybe even Chris Bryant to a certain degree, or Mike Trout, or Nick Markakis or Justin Turner or anybody who's kind of spoken out against the Astros, their cheating scandal, their insistence that they didn't cheat in 2017, but the fact that they did cheat in 2017, if they're even after they've been caught, an insistence, we didn't cheat that much. It's just all kind of nonsense. But you were kind of making the point that the players' union itself has something they can do
here.
And I'm curious.
Yes. Instead of passing the buck, instead of saying, well, Rob Manfred's not doing enough, you have a seat at the table here. You, the rank and file of the union, can seize the means of production. What you can do is that you can, as a group, say, how do we handle this? Where the union previously, and what Tony Clark has said was they have a responsibility to protect their rank and file, protect their members.
Of course they do.
They've always interpreted that as protecting cheaters, as protecting guys who have run afoul of the rules, of protecting whether or not it's trying to get any kind of suspension or banishment or fine reduced. Always there as a shield, even when there's been actual wrongdoing. There's another way you can look at that, where your responsibility as a union is to your members who are following the rules, to your members who are not cheating other members. That's where the anger comes from here, about guys' livelihoods, guys' careers, guys' stats, guys being affected by it. If you really want to, you run your union. You can say, we police this. And you know what? If you put together some countermeasures here, if you put together some accountability, if you said, we're going to write down, this is what happens to you when you are caught doing this, and you dropped it on Rob Manfred's desk, he's going to look it over, and he's going to say, okay.
Thank you for the way out of this deep, dark hole I have dug for myself.
It's all he wants.
Thank you so much.
It's all he wants for somebody else to do his damn job for him. And that leadership vacuum, that ownership vacuum of the it's right there. It's presenting itself. If you get, instead of having Bellinger and Markakis and Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and Chris Bryant and Mike Trout and everybody who's gone on record saying this is wrong, this is bad, and Justin Turner, get them all in a room and come up with a concrete plan as a union and say, this doesn't go anymore from our side of things.
I like the idea. Obviously, the question you got to ask about these things are, why hasn't it happened yet? You know, if you have so many players that are loudly saying what they've said about the Astros and about Rob Manfred's lack of punishment toward any individual players, then why hasn't it happened yet? There's
it a couple sounds reasons. Like it is happening, though. It does sound like from their official statement, when they say that no punishment is off the table in these bilateral discussions that are now occurring.
So what are the next steps then? I mean, obviously, it's difficult to get all those players into a room, right? Or maybe not so difficult. I don't know. Florida has spring training camps spread out all over the place, so getting people literally together might be tough.
You do a conference call, you have a representative group, you have your player reps involved, and then you once you have an executive committee or an ad hoc committee come up with some of these ideas, you let the rank and file in a thumbs up, thumbs down vote.
And the time to do that is now before spring training games actually start, and there's even a whiff of, wow, these guys aren't focused on the actual game, they're too focused on finding the cheaters in their own. Okay, that's a nonsense argument anyway. Because cheating in the game is going to hurt it and burn the whole thing down, probably, or could anyway. Maybe I'm alarmist, but that matters too. So, next question is, why wouldn't this happen from the players? Why wouldn't you have some action behind the bark, right?
Well, one reason would be there are a lot more players cheating than we know of.
That is the fear. From the get-go, and the moment Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellich started writing this out in The Athletic, and subsequent reports, whether it be by Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal or other places, Jeff Passan at ESPN, the worry has always been, sure, the Astros did this, and Mike Fiers broke on his own team and whistle-blew and did the right thing, and Alex Cora went to Boston and they won a World Series. How deep does this go? How much cheating is involved? And is it all a banging scheme, a trash can banging scheme like the Astros? No.
Is it a haptic sensor? Is it a blinking light?
The Blue Jays have been roped into some of this, and it sounds like, I mean, in the initial reporting by Rosenthal and Drellich, the Blue Jays are mentioned as a team that's looking at stuff like this.
Sports Illustrated said there could be as many as 8 teams originally in the reporting. But you know what here? I don't mean this glibly. But who cares? Because we keep hearing after the fact that there were players who did it begrudgingly or players who were roped into it only because they felt if everybody's doing it, we have to do it.
Right.
That this is the new level playing field. Mm-hmm. That the arms race occurred not because they wanted to, but because they felt it was fair because this was how the game is played now. If they really don't want it, you know, then knock it off. Then stop. And then you should want these things in place. You should want to not have to feel you have to cheat, right? Then call the bluff on it.
Absolutely.
And say, look, no matter what you're doing now, stop.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair, and I think that's something players can ask of themselves from within, right?
That's a union's job. This is what it's for.
Of course it is. The difference here, too, is somebody asked me on Twitter last night, you know, I appreciate the conversation we've been having about the Astros and what it means for baseball, but why I'm okay with steroid users going into the Hall of Fame and acknowledging those careers, and why that doesn't translate over to sign stealing or vice versa. And I guess the difference is because this is against the rules. You know, the loophole, and granted, it's a loophole, but part of the issue that was going on with steroids back in 1998 all the way up to 2003 in the Mitchell Report was that by rule, whatever Mark McGwire was putting into his body wasn't illegal in terms of Major League Baseball's written rules. They weren't testing for it. They weren't doing it. That's why Frank Thomas took the no vote and made sure that they were going to have revamped rules for this kind of stuff. Yes, it's a loophole. But from the get-go, baseball has said using outside technology to steal signs is illegal.
Then they reinforced it by resending those rules, rules that apparently were not circulated to the actual players and dugout staff of the Astros.
Right, we just forgot to forward that memo.
Which is sort of a loophole in the baseball quote-unquote prosecution of that, which may not exist, which may not apply
right.
to what they do to the Red Sox. Which might mean that there's player discipline potentially on the table.
Well, this is how, you know, it's been a minute since I've been in a baseball clubhouse last season. And I remember, you know, I've been in a handful of them and worked in 2 years for them. But you go in and you see the rules written out, right? There is the no gambling thing. It's on the wall in two languages. You see that every day that you're in there as a player. And as I understand it, you get told that rule and others at spring training each and every year. You sit down for your... You know, it's the same thing as your HR corporate policies, right? You have to sit down, you fill out the brochure, and you watch some video from 1994 where people are wearing giant shoulder pads and suits or something. You're like,
right.
This is the same thing as now. Okay, this is very helpful. But that happens. How that rule, how the technology sign stealing rule isn't part of that demonstration already, is in and of itself idiocy from the Major League Baseball Commissioner's Office. It's idiocy from the Players Association, too. If it's there, it has to be in front of the players. You can't rely on some general manager who's got wishy-washy morals going, forgot to forward the email around.
It would, if you did it as ham-handedly and as poorly acted, you have all these stand-ins saying, like, is this okay? When Carlos comes over and says, hey, guys, I have a camera, and it's going to bring us the signals. Should they do this?
Hands?
Right. Is this right?
I don't know. No, Chris, it is wrong. That's how this works. Yes. It's got to be.
Let's revisit number four.
Which old baseball players would you cast in the HR video that tells them, no, you can't use. Because I got to have Hawk in the video doing something. I have to have him in the video.
Not enough TW. TW shouldn't be cheating the game.
Got to have Hawk in that video. I need a Ripken. I need a Ripken in there. I'm fine with Billy or Cal. Either way is good. And then I need Joe Morgan somewhere in the background just yelling and screaming about how Billy Bean wrote the book himself and that he doesn't deserve any credit for what he's done.
Yeah, you're right. You would need sort of a best practices here where this is part of what you do is you have a day and you show up and everybody checks this. Everybody hands in a piece of paper that says they have seen this video, or you do it the way we do. You get a little diploma,
right,
that says you've
did we get diplomas?
Yeah, you print it out. You've passed the course that says you're not allowed to walk into the woman's office and say, if you get a promotion, if I get to squeeze your butt. Right. Is that wrong? Yeah. Well,
yes,
I guess,
yes, it's wrong.
Okay.
Congratulations. You've successfully skipped past enough things and still passed the test.
Right.
Scroll down all of this? Yeah, I did. I scrolled through all of this and I hit accept. That's what I promise you. I did.
Now that I think about it, we have to change our show meeting if I'm not allowed to squeeze people's butts.
Yeah, well, you know, most of us say thank you for that,
right?
Because it is, understand that it's your kindly nature.
Could you imagine being one of the actors/actresses in one of those videos? This is what your life has become. You are in I Got Sexually Harassed at Work video.
Hey,
part 75.
Paycheck's a paycheck.
That's a big step for some people. You know, that's going to launch them into a realm of feature film, I'm sure.
You may remember me from such films as you tried.
Steven, you can't say that in the workplace.
Or, oops, I committed payola.
Again.
Again. That's the other thing about, like, in radio, when they do, like, we have to sign off on like, playing songs. Like, if a record promoter takes you to a dinner and then tells you you might want to play this single.
New hit single.
Right. It's like, that doesn't affect us, but we have to be certified to sign off of that in case we're playing the hits.
You can't play either side of the 45. What year was this written? I don't understand what's going on.
I need another number from you.
You need another number. God, you're just needy today with all these numbers. Three.
One, two, three.
Caller three to the contest line. 312-591-6700 wins an entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship. It is a week from tomorrow. Man, this time flies. February 27th, we're at Galleria Marchetti in Chicago. All proceeds benefit Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services. You will be competing for nearly $15,000 in prizes, including the grand prize. It's a seat at the 2020 World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Visit camponestep.org for details and to register for you to grab your seat for your opportunity to be a part of a sensational evening. You've got to go to camponestep.org and get signed up. I can't wait to see you there. We're going to have a fabulous time. We are going to party and we're going to play poker.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play blackjack. The food is phenomenal, and it's a we've never been in this event space before. I've done all kinds of different events at Galleria Marchetti, and it's phenomenal.
This will be my first trip. Yeah. Everybody said, I mean, I told people it's Galleria Marchetti, and they're
Yeah. It's going to be fun, and the most important thing is that we are helping send kids to Camp One Step and our various Camp One Step related programs for kids with cancer and leukemia. So come play poker. And look, we've had people win who are experienced players. We've had first timers, complete noobs, walk in and get the cards and win this thing. So don't think that you have to just be some kind of expert. That there are the great thing about the structure of some charity events. If you want this, the structure, you want to know exactly how we do this, that's all there at camponestep.org. But believe me, you've got a chance to win.
When we come back, we missed a couple of names that would be in baseball's HR video. The texters have filled us in.
Oh, okay.
They are fantastic. We'll fill out the video. Lawrence has transition coming up in just a few. And don't forget, we've got some tickets to go see The Masked Singer at Rosemont Theater.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and Northwestern Football return to Wrigley Field November 7th. They host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets by now at nusports.com. Masked Singer tickets next on The Score.
Saturday, listen to Cubs spring training baseball live from Arizona. It's your Chicago Cubs taking on the Oakland A's. First pitch is at 1:55.
Schwarber drives one in the air, left center field and deep. Back toward the wall, near the fence. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Baseball is back only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Brooke, how much interest are you paying on your credit cards? How much money are you throwing away every time you look at that bill? It's too much, because if you look at the national average interest rate on credit cards, it's over 20% APR. So you'd think, well, wait, how do I get that number lower? Well, you consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate with Lightstream and start saving money. It's called the Credit Card Consolidation Loan, and rates are as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. So in that spread between the 5.95 and the 20, all of that money, all of that savings goes right to you. Your loan can be $5,000, it can be up to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. And there's no heavy lifting to apply for this. You get your money as soon as the day you apply, and you can do it right through your phone. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. It is exactly what they deliver. Here's what one very satisfied Lightstream customer said. He said, I heard the radio ad and thought it was worth looking at. And I hadn't done anything like this online before, so I was skeptical. But to my great surprise, the loan process could not have been simpler and easier to navigate. And I wish all loans were this efficient. You'll feel the same way. And you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. So the only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. It's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more info.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
See, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everything you are about to hear is from the Home Depot. From the nails to the throw pillows, even those super soft sheets. The Home Depot has everything for your bedroom, from wooden nightstands to modern benches. Save up to 30% on select bedroom furniture, plus enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store returns. Shop decor now at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Valid on select items online only, now through February 20th. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Rick Camp went to the wrong house for a Super Bowl party. I want to know what it was like to experience Rick Camp walking into that house. So without further ado, I bring to you Eddie. Just tell us the story of your encounter with Rick Camp.
I'm looking at this random guy just walking up my driveway. He looks kind of shy. My little 6-year-old daughter runs up to him. Hi, how are you? And he's like, hi, I'm Rick. I didn't know if this was a setup, if it was a joke. We're all Mexican-American in this house. He shows up with Modelo beer. I'm like, this has got to be a joke. He's awkward, you know, he was kind of shy. He knew he wasn't supposed to be there.
Can we put Rick Camp on? Would you like to say anything to Eddie?
I appreciate you having me.
You can come back anytime you want, man. You're a nice guy.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thanks to those who joined us today, Ryan McDonough and Mike Florio. Thanks to Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz, and everybody who contributed as well. And now it is time again for you to give me a digit.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I can't believe how popular these are. I had no idea these would be so explosively popular. But caller 7 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a pair of tickets to go see The Masked Singer live at the Rosemont Theater on June 5th.
Okay, I love you all on the text line. Well done. We were casting the baseball HR video that tells you, no, you cannot sexually assault your coworkers or cheat when you're playing baseball. Fred McGriff has to be in the video, right?
So this big poofy hat.
He's got experience. He's already been in an Umansky video. That's got to happen. Pete Rose has to be in the video. And just, he's the guy that keeps on doing the wrong thing every time that you have to correct over and over and over and over again.
Charlie Hustle, can't do that.
Troy McClure is on the list, which I like a lot. Somebody wants Yasiel Puig in there. I think maybe that's just because he's still a free agent. But I like Puig as kind of like the well-meaning but not quite sure what he's supposed to do in an office setting guy.
Meanwhile, we should also note that as Rod Blagojevich is speaking in front of his Ravenswood home, Ronnie Woo Woo is there in full uniform.
Put him in the baseball HR video, too.
Absolutely. Just it's perfect.
What a sight.
And maybe Trump will pardon Ronnie Woo Woo.
God.
For whatever crimes he's committed against humanity. I mean,
doesn't matter.
This is where we are. This is we've lived long enough to see Rod Blagojevich, after his sentence is commuted, standing in front of his house with Ronnie Woo Woo.
Oh.
Oh God.
Oh,
go Bears!
Yeah, that's it. Go Bears. Bears.
God. Transition with Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
Friday, February 28th, from noon to 2. Join The Score's Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz for a live broadcast at the Chicago Golf Show. The 37th annual Chicago Golf Show, presented by French Lick Resort, February 28th through March 1st. Free golf, free lessons, free deals, awesome travel destinations, and more.
If you own a home or rent an apartment, Team Hochberg would like to give you an opportunity to have them pay your rent or mortgage for an entire year. You heard me. Team Hochberg is giving listeners an opportunity to have them pay your rent or mortgage payment for an entire year. Team Hochberg has teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks to offer two renters and two homeowners the opportunity to shoot the puck during the March 22nd Blackhawks game. Score a goal and Team Hochberg will pay either your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. But you can't win unless you register at chicagoblackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. Registration ends February 29th. Register and review official rules at chicagoblackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. That is chicagoblackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-563-2843 or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
We're talking to Mark Grace here. Can I ask, like, what is your side of the story? Because I was actually at the game in 01 when you were with the Diamondbacks and you came back and you played at Wrigley and there was a huge standing ovation for you. There was never really an issue with Mark Grace and Cubs fans. So I don't really understand what happened between you and the organization.
Let's just put it this way. When we're younger, we all think we're probably better than we actually are or something like that. I just know this, that after 13 years of playing with the Chicago Cubs, I wanted to be a Cub for life. I wanted to be a Cub for life, and unfortunately for me, you know, I'm not the one making that decision.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
The whole world's passing me by, and I'm stuck in this job as governor now.
Shut up.
Well, he's home. He's standing next to Ronnie Woo Woo. There we go.
And it's just what this circus deserves.
It absolutely does.
So it goes.
What a bunch of nonsense.
It's amazing. Lawrence Holmes is here. He is the man in white today.
Yeah.
On this sunny, cold day. And he is here to take you for the next couple hours. What's up?
What's happening? Why are you looking at me weird?
I know the logo on your hat, but I couldn't play. That's why I was looking weird. I couldn't
place
it.
It's the heckler.
It's the heckler logo, right?
But it's great.
I was confused by it for a moment.
Thought I had my own personal hat.
Oh, the Holmes H.
Yeah.
I feel like the Holmes H would be kind of a script, old school kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So you can get it. I can't wear a white hat. I can't rock a white hat.
Why not?
I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just certain colors, certain things just look really dumb on you.
Yeah. What?
When you got a pink face and the whole thing, I don't know. I guess it just doesn't work all that.
I can't wear the 5950. I have a taller, boxier head, and the 5950 makes it look like it's just all weird. I got to get the soft cap or the 3950.
I got the low profile.
The low pro. That's what I got to find.
Wait, can an MLB player not wear the 5950?
Yeah, there's a low profile version of it, and I couldn't tell you who wears it and who doesn't off the top of my head. I want to say Kipnis, actually.
Not Fred McGriff.
Yeah, but not
Pedro Strop.
No, absolutely not.
I think Schwarber wears one based on head shape.
Yeah.
Kind of has to.
I've actually found out because I'm an 80s baby, although I was born in the 70s, but grew up in the 80s. I was a bend your bill guy.
Oh, yeah. Bend or roll?
I would bend it. You do the baseball roll in it sometimes, that sort of thing. I actually feel like I look better in flat brims.
You've got a slight curve on this going on.
Yeah, right on this one because it's a flex, so it doesn't.
Oh yeah, you gotta keep it to the head.
So you know,
makes sense.
But I prefer now. I look for flat brim caps. That's surprising to no one.
All the kids
flat
do though.
Brim.
No, that's everybody. Believe me. That's you. You go to youth baseball. I don't know if it's.
I can't do it.
You can't do a flat brim?
I look like a tool as soon as I put the flat brim on.
I don't know. I think maybe you need to do a little cocking of the cap.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a little left or a little right.
The problem is I don't hit well enough to have a little tilt to the hat. I got to hit
more
power.
You're not hitting anymore. I'm not talking about
softball.
No, Connor, I'm not talking about at your softball game. In softball, you need something that's functional.
That's true.
So you want something that's going to shield you from the sun. Like that's sort of, I'm talking about walking into White Sox Park. Mm. I'm saying that you could rock a flat brim.
So I have to find, this is the thing we're going to have to find, because you can't wear, if you're working our jobs, you can't wear a Sox hat to Sox camp. You don't do that.
No, you can't unless you're going as a paying customer.
Well, right, but we'll be there doing shows, we'll be in a lot of places. So I got to find the non-MLB hat to wear, which means it's
Wisconsin.
It's time for me to make a decision on a minor league hat.
Or do a Rob Lowe and just wear a hat that says MLB.
MLB hat. I have a friend who has an MLB hat. Maybe he'll borrow it.
I mean, rock a Wisconsin cap. Like, find a great Wisconsin flat brim cap.
We don't have good gear.
Sure you do.
It's okay.
And I mean, I bet that there's a cool look one up now. Like right now, I'm sure there's like a white one that looks good.
No, I like your original thought of one of these awesome minor league teams.
What's the flying chonklas, like or good like a ghost crab's hat?
The Montgomery Biscuits.
That was my son's fall ball team.
That's a great name.
That's a great logo too.
My favorite was the Hickory Crawdads when the White Sox were their major league team. You had the little crawdad guy. He had a baseball and a claw.
I still have my Madison Muskies hat from when I was a Madison Muskie.
Oh, it's a great hat. Kannapolis just changed.
The PA announcing.
They're the Cannonballers now.
They're not the Intimidators?
No, they changed. Have you seen this logo?
No.
Have you seen this logo?
The logo's
Lawrence,
great.
Come here. This is awesome. They're the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And on the logo, it's a big, it's a dude with a baseball for a head and a mustache, the Earnhardt mustache, right?
Why didn't you wear that?
I could. I kind of forgot that they just changed it a couple of weeks ago. We did the story in the midday. This is a
quality cap, Connor.
It really
you
is.
Should rock that.
I might
get the flat brim. Flat brim.
They got a 7.25. Only 4 left. Ooh, I got to move.
Only
I gotta move
4.
On this.
7.25. You got a little pinhead.
Yeah, I got it narrows at the top.
Did you guys see who wore his hat off to the side at spring training and didn't catch any flack for it?
Mike Trout,
Tim Tebow.
Well, he's done that for a long time.
Uh huh.
He's got a
long
flavor.
Time.
Yeah, he does.
So a little flavor.
Tebow looks he cuts a really good figure in a baseball uniform.
He does. He's just not a very good baseball player.
No, the bat to ball.
Last year was bad, but he hit like almost 240 and slugged something in the 400s in AA 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
Well,
you're
for not
31.
Playing baseball for he shouldn't be there. But for not having done it in a long time, it's kind of impressive.
He's an incredible athlete.
It's more than kind of impressive.
It's kind of impressive.
But
yeah.
Come on.
Jordan's season. I still think Michael Jordan's minor league season is really damned impressive.
It is impressive for a guy that had stopped playing and then just ended up down there and did his thing.
Didn't Tebow just get married?
He did.
Didn't he marry Miss South Africa, who was part of the Miss Universe pageant or something? Here's the thing.
I think you're right.
Go home. You're 32.
All this to say, go
you're 32.
Home.
You're married to a beauty queen. Get off the bus and go
get
home.
Get off the bus, Gus.
Right.
And he's make in, a new plan, Stan.
Don't need to be coy.
Well, but he's in Mets camp, right? Which is
he is.
That's it's not Port St. Lucie,
Jupiter,
right? Jupiter. Well, I mean, that's close to his old stomping grounds, right?
It's fine.
He went there. He's a god in Florida, right? He actually might be god of Florida. I don't know.
Aren't you? You know, you're starting a new life with your new bride. It's like, well, you know, this is all great, but I got to go play baseball for no reason
and for minor no league money. Grind.
Right. Eating peanut butter sandwiches? Come on. Go home.
Yeah, he should probably go home. But, hey, maybe he likes being away and being a part of the guys. And, like, that's maybe that's why he keeps hanging on. Because he actually does enjoy, like,
hanging around
and being a part of a bigger group. It's hard for some guys to let go of that. It truly is.
Boy, he was so bad in AAA last year.
Yeah, what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, well, the OPS was like
4.95.
Yeah, that's total
4.90. But a 7.34 OPS at Double A. 2 years, it's over now. The dream is dead.
There's a joke in there about Scary Movie and wedding. Never mind. It's not important. You're listening to WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com sports station. I listened to you guys talking about Chris Bryant being open to the idea of leading off.
Well, and Bruce reported that he is going to lead off.